Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
I think, and I know that you do as well, by the way, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, Smile FM, that 16 days shouldn't be 16 days. It should be 365 days. It should be top of mind all the time. Activism shouldn't be constrained by 16 days. There's institutions in Cape Town that don't make it about the 16. They make it about those 365 days. And one of those institutions is the Saki Bartman Foundation. And they do just incredible work in our community. Bernadine Bacher is with us, the CEO of the Saki Bartman Foundation. And she's with us live online this morning. Bernadine, it's so lovely to chat with you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
Wonderful to meet you too. I agree with you completely. It is time we make it 365 days about gender-based violence.
Absolutely. And it's just incredible. This time of the year, I know it's the highlight, and I know that I mentioned your foundation and that it does it 365 days of the year. But what great work you do in the community. I think that a lot of the time people, you know, want to put their heads down, they want to almost ignore what's happening in our community. But unfortunately, we can't. We can't afford we've never been able to afford to put our heads down and forget about the scourge of violence, of gender-based violence in our country.
Absolutely. You know, we're just seeing a rise in rates of gender-based violence across the board every year. We keep on thinking we're getting to grips with numbers, but what we're seeing is they're increasing all the time.
Absolutely.
And notwithstanding the very good work that's been done on the ground.
Yes.
So time to work harder against it. And, you know, it's about calling everybody in society together to say we've all got a responsibility to address gender-based violence and to prevent it.
Bernadine, to your point exactly, I'm looking at the top three out of five stories on News24's website this morning, and they're all stories based on gender-based violence over the past 2 weeks alone in South Africa. I mean, we are, how frustrating is it to be shouting on top of our voices at life and at people around us to say, come on, we've got to do something about it, and yet there's these shocking headlines that are still able to be made in South Africa because not enough's being done at multiple levels to curb it.
Absolutely. At times it's very demoralizing watching the numbers rise all of the time. But, you know, we've got to keep up with the fight, and we've all got to stand together, and that's what it boils down to. We all have a responsibility to make sure that what we're doing our bit.
Bernadine, speaking of which, you know, again, I say that the great role that you play, I can't begin to imagine. I've heard stories and of what you have to deal with on a daily basis. And it, you know what? It takes a very special human being to be able to do that, to be able to go and do what you and your team do, and to be able to offer that. But if you didn't do that, what would these individuals, these beautiful people do when they found themselves in need of an organization like yourselves? Where would they go to? Where would they be able to turn to? So we're so grateful for the great work you do. And it's needed in terms of resources that we back organizations like yours so that the doors can stay open, because it's not an easy job to keep the doors open. Funding's needed. And often you've got to go cap in hand to organizations and say, what are you doing, you know, to make a noise about gender-based violence and to help us keep our doors open for victims of? And then people go, okay, well, how do we get involved? It should be a natural conversation for corporates to go, we want to be involved, but it's not like that. And we know that it's tough trying to go get funding. How's the year been for you in terms of that?
It's always tough financially. We've got a deficit of 500,000 rand a month, so I've got to pull in. So 6 million rand a year ordinarily is very, very difficult. In today's financial economic crisis, it's almost Herculean. But, you know, we're equal to the task, often having to go cap in hand, but that's part of the job. We've got to do it. We have a responsibility to the survivors that are at the center to make sure that we do everything to assist them, to empower them.
I want to urge corporates listening right now and individuals that want to make a difference. And so often you're caught up in life that involves you having to juggle a million responsibilities. So you can't put your voice maybe behind it or your time. That's a resource you can't afford to part with. But maybe you can afford to part with some resources like finances. Please get in touch. Please, we'll put put all the details on Smile FM's website. Saki Bartman, the organization does a great amount of work on a daily basis. And Bernadine, let me tell you something, led by a most dynamic leader, somebody who's not afraid to get their hands dirty, to get out there, and during this most crucial time of the year where under the spotlight during 16 days is gender-based violence, somebody who's leading the pack in terms of making a noise and, more importantly, making a difference. So a huge thanks to you and your team.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It's wonderful to speak to you, and hopefully we'll speak soon. But we're equal to the task. I'm hoping that this will be a very successful 16-day period for everybody.
I want to commit to this show being not only 16 days as a partner of yours in making noise and creating awareness around gender-based violence, but also make it an ongoing conversation that hopefully your time allows us to indulge in and check in with you on a regular basis to see how we can contribute to make a difference.
Absolutely. I would love that. I'd really love that. I think there's a lot of work that we can do together to make sure that women are protected.
I can't wait. Next year, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM will commit to Saki Bartman Foundation and make sure that we will get involved in an organization that is not only vocal but active, in not only curbing but also being there as a support system for gender-based violence. For victims, rather, of gender-based violence. Bernadine, I can't thank you enough for your time today and look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Thank you, and I really look forward to it. Have a lovely day.
Follow us on Instagram
@ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.